When you think of wearable devices, you tend to think of smartwatches. I'm a big fan of Android Wear, and Apple has already sold millions of watches. Research from IDC expects to see wearable sales double in the next 4 years, but it won't be from watches. Before we get into that, though, this is A Brighter Web, episode number 6, brought to you by all of us at Green Melon, which includes me, Mickey Melon, and some of my awesome coworkers and friends that you'll hear in future episodes. Our goal with this podcast is to share news, products, and ideas with you so we can all make the web a brighter place to be. These might be actual web tips talking about strategy, WordPress plugins, and UX, or it might be productivity ideas to help you get more done and free up your time to do great things. We also want to thank our sponsor, ClickHost.com. ClickHost provides top-rate web hosting at prices as low as $5 a month. Visit clickhost.com/ABW for an exclusive 20% off discount for listeners of A Brighter Web. Today we'll talk more about the growth of wearables, Apple getting into augmented reality, whether or not content is king, and lots more news from Google. Let's dig in. When you think of wearables, you typically think of smartwatches. When a company like IDC says wearable sales will double in the next 4 years, you assume they'll come from smartwatches. In reality, it seems the growth will come from other kinds of wearables, such as smart clothing and hearables. Hearables are still early, but have some very interesting possibilities. Think of them as smart hearing aids. An example might be in a noisy coffee shop. You could have the hearable tune out the background noise so you can more clearly hear the person you're with. Another example is at Coachella last year, where the Hear Active Listening earbuds had some special optimizations in place on some of the stages. When different bands came up, you would use your smartphone app to change how the earbuds changed the sound around you to make the band sound even better. We have a link to that report in our show notes. Last week, Apple acquired Sensomotoric Instruments, a German eye-tracking and augmented reality company. While virtual reality is fun, augmented reality is likely going to be more compelling. Think of Google Glass, where you can see the normal world but have it augmented with some other information that is pertinent to that time and location. Microsoft is already doing some neat stuff with HoloLens, and it's exciting to see Apple dig deeper into this area. No word on what they'll be doing with it or how much they paid, but I suspect we'll see something related to augmented reality from Apple in the next few years. On the marketing side of things, a recent survey from BrightEdge shows that 43% of marketers say that 75% of their content isn't being consumed. The survey had some interesting points, but was a bit lacking on details. For example, if they say 75% of their content isn't being consumed, what does consumed mean? Does it mean people aren't reading it at all? They're not responding? Not quite sure what they mean there, but it's some interesting stats nonetheless. You can check it out in our show notes. We have a link to that full study. On the flip side of that, Social Media Today just wrote 7 Reasons Why Content is Still King. Nothing new in here, but it's an interesting take that kind of goes counter to the previous story. Their 7 reasons are pretty good, and I'll share them with you quickly here. Number 1, content makes your target audience smarter. Number 2, it positions you as a thought leader in your industry. Number 3, content establishes stronger relationship with your customers. Number 4, content fosters customer loyalty. Number 5, content encourages customer engagement. Number 6, content boosts SEO, which we talk about quite a lot. And then all of them combined into number 7, it boosts revenue growth. So it's a neat infographic, lots of good reasons in there why content is still strong, and you can see that full infographic from the link in our show notes. We also have quite a bit of news from Google, so let's dig into that. First, if you use Google AdWords, it seems they're testing a new feature to help you create headlines somewhat automatically. According to someone that's already seen it, they now have a checkbox that reads, "Create a second ad with headlines in reverse order." Reversing the order of headlines is something that advertisers often do, so Google's simply trying to make it easier for you to do yourself. Next, Google's added some competitive analysis to the mobile Test My Site tool. Most of you have likely used Google's speed test tool to test your site, and if you haven't, you should. Now they've added a few more features to help provide a little more information. When you run a test today, Google will compare your site to your competitors so you can see how you stack up, and they will also tell you how many visitors you're losing because of your site load time. As before, it will also give some grades on how well you're doing overall, as well as some suggestions in the areas in which you can improve. It seems that almost every week we have a bit of news from Google's Gary Iles, and this week is no different. Much of his news is verifying things we already suspected, and that's what we have today. Some users asked him what data from Google Analytics is used in the search algorithm, and he simply said, "We don't use anything from Google Analytics in the algorithm." Something, again, we already knew, but it's nice to hear from Google specifically that having analytics on your site has zero impact on how well you rank in the search engines. Lastly, we have our tip of the week, and this week it's about Google Keep, Google's note-taking app. Really not that different from iPhone Notes, but it's fully cross-platform, which I'm a big fan of. If you switch phones or jump from one device to another, your notes will stay with you. They have an Android app, an iPhone app, a Chrome app, there's just a web version you can pull up wherever you want, and they all sync together with all of your notes in one place. It's a pretty simple app. You can do plain text, notes, checkboxes, or images, and that's really about it. They have recently added the ability to share your notes, which is kind of nice, but I like it just for the simple notes I can keep on the side of my desktop to reference for short-term note-taking. I tend to put longer-term notes and full documents into Google Drive instead, and you may use Evernote or something like that, but it's nice to have something just on the side of your desktop or on your phone for quick notes on things you need to pick up from the store or an idea to not forget or whatever, and Google Keep does a great job. You can learn more about that at google.com/keep. And that's all we have for this week. You can find me on Twitter at MickMel, M-I-C-K-M-E-L, or learn lots more at greenmelonmedia.com. And you can find out more about this podcast, including show notes and links, at abrighterweb.com or on Facebook or Twitter at abrighterweb. If you're in the Atlanta area, come check out our meetup held 3 times each month. If you're not in the Atlanta area, we post recaps on our website soon after each meetup. Either way, you can learn more at abrighterweb.com/meetup. Thanks for listening.